I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Honduran security forces were called into action yesterday to break up protests in Tegucigalpa following the surprise return of deposed President Manuel Zelaya. Police surrounded the Brazilian embassy where Zelaya is staying in order to disperse the crowd. Tiffany Taylor with Orphan Outreach says despite the problems, Orphan Outreach continues their work. While it's difficult, Taylor says it's a great time for the gospel.
People there are wondering day to day about their lives and the upheaval, and that's a great time to come to them with the gospel and talk to them about putting God first in their lives.
Next, drought continues to starve Kenya's land and its people. Beth Zylstra of the Christian Reform World Relief Committee explains chronic drought and political upheaval combined to make food security nearly impossible. CRWRC is responding to the situation with food aid.
We're currently helping 10,670 households with food baskets each month. We've been working with them since April, and now we'll continue to work up through January.
The message of Christ still shines brightly through physical provision. CRWRC needs funding to continue this work. Consider donating. And the Southern Baptist International Mission Board sent out 60 missionaries last week to four continents of the world. 35 will be in Asia, 12 in Europe, 12 in Africa, and one to the Americas. One young missionary headed to Asia is going with a specific purpose of reaching the deaf. She's been ministering to the deaf with the IMB for over 3 years and will now reach many unreached people in Asia. Pray that the kingdom would increase as a result of the faithfulness of these missionaries. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. Go to OneNewsNow.com to not only find Mission Network News, but other domestic and international news from a Christian worldview. I'm Greg Yoder.